So the city of Denver, they plan to defund their police force to pay for the illegal immigrants. Let's see. We got unvetted people who came into the country illegally. We're going to pay for them by taking away from first responders who are responsible for public safety. I'm sure it'll work out. Let's get into it. Here we go. Denver, which is commonly referred to as a sanctuary city, announced on Wednesday that it will spend $89.9 million on services for incoming illegal migrants, pulling some of the funding from roughly $45 million in public programs and services. Man, if I was a Denver resident, I would be just up in arms. I would be, hey, you know, I realized that we wanted to be, sanctuary city, and we wanted to, just really advertise the fact that we are virtue signaling here and we care about our fellow human being, but we also care about the residents of Denver that are paying these bills. What are we doing? You gotta balance that budget, don't you? Denver's police department will be hit with an $8.4 million reduction, about 1.9% of its total operating budget, the city confirmed to the Daily Caller News Foundation. Denver became the top destination per capita for incoming migrants in 2023, having had more than 40,000 arrive that year alone, putting the total migrant population at roughly 710,000, according to NBC News. Denver already spent over $42 million in 2023 in housing and medical services for migrants and plans to spend over $100 million on similar costs in 2024. Will this ever stop? No, because it's sanctuary city, virtue signaling. It's what we're doing right now. So residents of Denver, you're having your taxpayers' money cover those people who aren't legal. And because your mayor is going down this road, you're going to pay for it, whether you like it or not, whether you want more police or not. It's just what you're doing. It's what you get, right? If Seattle were closer to the border, more in line with, southern border and where all the crossings are happening, Seattle would be way more loaded up because this is something that would really fit right in. We've already got quite a few migrants here. They've made their way here. We don't have the services for them. We don't have the housing. Denver is the same deal. It's got, you've got a huge homeless population. Homeless population competes with the migrants for housing. What do you think is going to happen there? That's why the squatting thing has been such a big issue. Now you've got legislation going through on multiple different levels that's being aimed at, illegal immigrant squatters. It's nutty. The whole problem I have with this border deal is that these cities, they're like, okay, we got to come up with the budget somehow. We've got to find the money in the budget somewhere. It's like, no, you don't, because you didn't need to do this. You didn't need to go down these roads. You've got conservative cities and even moderate cities who are looking at their budgets, which are wildly upside down, and they're going, we don't have the money, and this would be irresponsible for us to take on this financial commitment. So, fire departments will also suffer a $2.5 million reduction. I'm sure that's going to be fine. Or about 0.8% of its total operating costs. Fires, they're overrated. I mean, the damage that they do, gotta pay for that housing for the illegals. Fires, public safety, police cars, fire trucks, no need. Overrated. We'll make do. Half of those reductions will also come from vacant positions. Well, they're vacant because you have pushed people out of those industries. People don't want to do those jobs. And when they do come around, you won't have it in the budget. So yeah, good luck with that. But whatever, just keep doing your virtue signaling sanctuary city deal. Here's from Mayor Mike Johnston. This guy has given me a lot of material. And the decisions that he's making, he's just, such compassion for a fellow human being, except for the residents of the city that voted him in. And you know what? You get what you pay for. So residents of Denver, you guys voted for this guy. This is what you get. Today, we shared a new budget and a more sustainable newcomer program. Newcomer, they are illegal aliens. That's what they are. Criminal aliens. That's what they are. I mean, literally. Proud of our city for welcoming those most in need. Proud of our city teams who found ways to minimize budget without major impacts. More on this announcement. I'm not even going to go there. What you're seeing is in multiple cities, you're seeing the whole deal. Oh, we don't have enough money for the budget. Therefore, how can we commit even less money to these? Let's give them between a 24-hour and a 72-hour stay now. So you've cut it down to a day to 3 days in multiple areas just because, okay, yeah, come to our city. But oh, yeah, housing, that's a little bit tricky. So you're going to have to either stay on the streets or you're going to have to figure it out. You have to stay with friends, family, whatever it is that you have within the community. The budgets are being constricted, and this is a prime example of exactly that happening. The city won't stop recruiting classes for new police officers or firefighters, but at least one class will have to be conducted at the Denver International Airport, which is paying for the cost of housing, according to 9 News. 9-11 911 operators will also have to be paid differently in order to save the city money. Mayor Johnston and the city is invested to add 167 new police recruits to our force in 2024. This puts us on the path to meet the full authorized strength of the police department and improve our ability to respond to 911 calls and follow up on investigations across the city. So he's diverting attention. He's like, oh, look at this, though. Look at this. Got 167 new police recruits to our force in 2024. But here's the deal, guys. We're going to have to cut that budget. Give XYZ percentage to those newcomers, to the newcomers. That's a ridiculous word. That's dumb. But it's marketing, right? It's marketing. You got to be able to sell this stuff. And if you call them illegal aliens, that's not going to work out. One of the most severe cuts will come from Democratic Mayor Mike Johnston's office, which will lose about $335,000 in funding for the plan, or about 9.6% of its total operating budget, according to 9 News. Among other cuts being made are a budget reduction of 2.2% to the Sheriff Department, 1.9% to the Department of Public Health and Environment, 2.4% to the Executive Director of Safety, and 3.8% to the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure. Ah, bridges, transportation, overrated. You don't need that stuff. Public Health and Environment, I mean, you need it a little bit. Got to make the cuts. You've only got a budget with so much. And these budgets are decreasing. Tax bases and everything else, the economy, things aren't going all that great. Money is in short supply. So you got to look at the existing budget, make some wax. That's what we're doing. Defunding the police. I'm sure it should just be just fine. It'll be okay. Nothing to get yourself worked up about. That's what everybody told themselves during the Summer of Love. This is going to be a great idea, defunding the police. This is amazing. I mean, this is going to bring some amazing change. And it did. Yeah, it's just unfortunate that it wasn't for the positive. And I don't see all of this ridiculousness. I don't see this making positive changes to the city of Denver. I see Denver taking on massive responsibility fiscally and not being able to handle it. I mean, that's just the way I see it. And I live in Seattle. I cover a lot of news stories and I have a lot of interaction with people from Denver who are saying, yeah, it has gotten really bad in recent years. And then with the influx of all these illegals into the community, it's not positive. Johnson celebrated the new plan on Wednesday, claiming it was the best option available to provide services to migrants while also mitigating city budget cuts. Here's the thing. This is completely unnecessary because being a sanctuary city is optional. It's 100% optional. So if you want to go down that road, that's fine. If all your citizens are on board with that, that's fine. But I think there's enough folks that are like, oh, wait a minute, we didn't get a vote on this, but you're just going to take the budget and just do willy-nilly whatever. Shenanigans, I say, right? It's not far off. Okay. Or fewer police officers. They've already gone through that whole thing. Oh, we're going to ratchet down the hours on the public parks. You know, they went through that little gyration. And here's kind of more of a longer term solution. After more than a year of facing this crisis together, this is a crisis that you volunteered for, you took on. This is your problem. You should have looked at your budget and went, can we afford this? Oh, we can't? That would have been responsible. We can't afford it, therefore we can't do it. Hey, we'd like to support our fellow communities that can afford this, but none of these cities can afford this. None of these cities. And that's why they're all bitching to the federal government. We need some more money. Right now, Brandon Johnson in Chicago. He is going to ask his city council, I believe, for an additional $80 million. It might be 90. Seems to be a common theme, doesn't it? I need a quick 100 million. I need a little bit less than Hundy, but if you could round up to a Hundy, I'd sure appreciate it, because we got to get some more food and housing and clothing to the migrants. So after more than a year of facing this crisis that we volunteered for together, I added the volunteered for, Denver finally has a sustainable plan for treating our newcomers with dignity while avoiding the worst cuts to city services. You shouldn't have to be making any cuts to city services. That should be your primary concern. Running the existing infrastructure and taking care of the people who are paying these bills, the legal taxpayers of Denver. But we're on a different planet now. We're just doing different stuff. Can you imagine 20 years ago reading this headline? You'd be like, I'm sorry, what? Excuse me? What? We're doing exactly what? Why? Right? This kind of ridiculousness wouldn't have been a thing. Just wouldn't have been a thing. Oh, I've got a virtue signal that, oh, we are so responsible. So many times we were told that we couldn't be compassionate while still being fiscally responsible. How much is your budget deficit? How much is that? Good Lord, that's a lot of money. And you're making cuts from the police department? Okay. Well, some might say that that's not a wise move. Some might say that. Today is proof that our hardest challenges are still solvable and that together we are the ones who will solve them. What are you going to end up with in the end? Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the end goal here? You're just going to bring in as many as you can and it'll work out fine. Because you know, late this spring and into summer, there's going to be some numbers coming through. There just are. The numbers are down right now at the southern border and along other parts of the border as well. And I think you're going to have a big influx. I know I've been saying it for a while, but you're going to have a big influx. And, you know, all of these places that are already existing as virtue signaling sanctuary cities, they're going to be further impacted. So over 15,000 migrants have flooded into Denver since May of 2023. As a result of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's busing effort, the Lone Star State sits at the epicenter of the illegal immigration crisis. More broadly, illegal immigration in cities and states across the U.S. has surged under the Biden administration. Yes, it has. There were roughly 1.6 million migrant encounters at the northern and southern border in fiscal year 2021, compared to over 2 million in fiscal year 2023, and roughly 1 million in the first 5 months of fiscal year 2024. And that number there, a million in the first 5 months of 2024, has a lot to do with October, November, December, because that's when the vast majority of your numbers went through. And then after that, Mexican government started to step up, and they're basically rotating people a step back along their migration process from the southern border in Mexico to the northern border. So each time they bust somebody, they're moving them kind of one step back. So at some point in time, that rotation, well, Mexican government will probably hands off. Who knows when that'll be? And so we'll just kind of have to wait to see how that goes, what that looks like. But given the situation of where we sit now, all of these big blue cities, they're all basically saying, we need some more federal money here. We need some Fed money up in here. And they're not going to get it because it's such a hotly contested deal right now. Got the elections coming up, and a lot of people. One of the more recent polls was the existing Latino community within the United States those who are already entrenched and here in the United States, they've got their own thing going. They're like, yeah, no, yeah, you don't need to be letting them in that kind of volume. No, we don't want to pay for that. Let them come in legally like we did, right? And I'm not saying me, you know, white dude. I'm saying they who went through the legal process to get into the United States. I think people forget that, yes, America is made up of immigrants, but immigrants that came here legally. Not everybody just, you know, just ran into the country. I'm here. Let's party. You know, and that's a massive oversimplification of what's been happening. But yeah, literally, it's been a race to get across the border. And then Biden's Customs and Border Protection will take care of you. They'll, you know, get you that migrant shelter. They'll give you a little ride in a white bus, short white bus. And there from the migrant facility, once you get kind of checked out, they'll ship you off to Denver, ship you off to New York City, ship you off to give you a plane ride, give you a bus ride, give you a whatever ride. So this whole concept of depleting from the existing budget in order to fund the budget of something that is completely optional, that to me is just wildly fiscally irresponsible. But that's also the policy in these big blue cities. This is what they want to do. We just need to take care of everybody. It's not Denver's problem, but Denver takes it on like it is their problem. It's not Chicago's problem. It's not New York City's problem. Remember when New York City went from, this is going to crush our fair city. This influx is going to crush our fair. Yeah, it is. And it's in the process of doing that. You're changing the makeup of everything. You're shifting everything around. And if you notice, this is happening in areas that have a, you know, wildly constricted housing supply. Rents are going through the roof. These people all need to stay somewhere. Where do you think they're going to stay? They're going to stay in entry-level housing. And so now the folks that are on the lower socioeconomic rung of society are competing migrants in their own community, and they're paying for this stuff. They're tax-paying citizens. They're paying for it. How do you think they feel about that? Is that going to impact the election at all? Or are they just going to keep voting blue? Just keep voting blue. It'll work out. Yeah, just vote in. Let's go Brandon Johnson, because he's a progressive, and progressive policy, I don't know if you know this, it's working really well in Chicago. I mean, it's just stellar stuff is going on. Yeah, not so much, right? Not so much. But it seems like this is the pattern, and this is the pattern they want to go down. So if Denver wants to just literally pull out that gun and just shoot themselves right in the foot, then that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. But what I'm hearing from a lot of you in Denver is, yeah, this is ridiculous, and I don't blame you. So, you know, the only option you've got is make that vote count. And unfortunately, in these big blue cities, and I think Denver is a wannabe West Coast city, right? Because it is literally taking its playbook from the West Coast. I mean, it feels all Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, San Fran. It feels like that, right? The things that are going on versus East Coast, New York City, or, you know, Chicago, a little bit further west. That those have some different, slightly different, you know, mechanisms that they're using to do the same thing. But here, West Coast, Best Coast has probably not made a positive impact on Denver. And Denver is that 600 mile, you know, directly north of, is it the El Paso? No, it's the Arizona sector, the Yuma sector. Is it? I can't remember. I think it's the Yuma sector. Just boom, 600 mile shot straight north and you're in Denver. So that's why right now Denver is getting probably as many illegals as anybody is, because so much of the pressure, 90% of the pressure has been taken off of the areas that I went down and reported to for you, because Texas is basically just pushed with their border protection taking over from the feds, taking over from Customs and Border Protection. They've pushed the cartel routes around to the west, and there's about 90% fewer folks going through the southern border right now at the Texas locations where Texas has taken over. And that means they've got to go somewhere. So they're going to go right up the left wing of the United States, They're going into California. They're going into San Diego, and they're going into Arizona, and they're going into New Mexico a little bit, not as much. But yeah, this is changing the dynamics of this pretty substantially. And this is kind of where we sit. Thank you so much for being here. That's it for me on this episode. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Love to have you subscribe if you haven't. Hit that notification bell. We're releasing two pieces of content Monday through Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Love to have you see them all, or at least one every now and then. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.